Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Welcome back, my precious audience. I want to start by sharing with you some of my Muslim friends told me Jesus is called the Son of God and all of us are children of God. Well, let me share with you a couple of facts revealed in the gospel. I will do my best to present to you, my Muslim friend, the truth recorded in the gospel. However, please promise me that you will ask God to reveal to you who Jesus is. You must depend on God to help you understand and to reveal to you a spiritual truth recorded in His Word in the Gospel. So, my Christian audience, please share that with your Muslim friend. For example, we read in the Gospel that Jesus' disciple John recorded Jesus' words in chapter 5. You can read that Jesus said, "For as the Father has life in Himself, so He has granted the Son also to have life in Himself. And He has given Him authority to judge, because He is the Son of Man." Even as God the Father has life in Himself, shows the self-existing and eternal being of God, the Heavenly Father, the eternal fountain of life, in the same way God as our Heavenly Father gave Jesus the Son to have life in Himself. Jesus' words, which we just read, clearly shows the unique character of Jesus' sonship to God the Father. And of course, this is very obvious throughout the Gospel, the New Testament. Please read the New Testament, the Gospel. And of course, remember, the Gospel declares clearly that Jesus is God, came to us by taking an additional nature, a human nature, and came to our world. In the Gospel, we read Jesus' disciple John, for example, recorded that Jesus said, "For just as the Father raises the dead and gives them life, even so the Son gives life to whom He is pleased to give it." Wonderful. So keep these gospel biblical truth in your mind and focus on the Word of God in the Gospel, asking God to reveal to you who Jesus is and the spiritual truth He wants to reveal to you, because this is personal between you and God, and this is the manifestation of God's grace toward you, is to guide you to understand His word and the truth. We read in the Gospel that Jesus' disciple John recorded the words of Jesus. For example, in John chapter 3, Jesus said, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Jesus the Son proceeds from God the Father and is therefore of the same eternal substance. Okay? This is completely different from created entities which are different in substance from the Creator. Are you with me? Good. God the Father is the eternal cause, yes, of the Son. However, Jesus the Son is not created or distinct substance from the Father. That's what we understand clearly from the Gospel. The Father and the Son with the Holy Spirit are one being. Please remember this gospel truth fact. The Father and the Son with the Holy Spirit are one being. And you start trying to imagine everything. Remember that you can't attribute materialistic properties to God. Jesus is the only begotten Son. Begetting here is understood in an eternal sense. This is beyond your imagination and is not a matter of being made or created. Jesus is not God's Son in the sense of a human father and a son. God did not get married and have a son. In the Holy Trinity, no one is before or after other. No one is better or less. Yes, there is different functions and roles, but no one is better or less. But the whole three persons are co-eternal together and co-equal. That's what the gospel reveals clearly. And we believe what God revealed to us. And after you believe, you can experience the triune nature of God in your heart and in your soul. That's a different topic. We will talk about it, of course, in the future. The important fact now for you is God wants you to know, because Jesus the Son is begetting from the Father, came from God through the Virgin Mary, through the Holy Spirit, Jesus has the same nature as the Father. You must accept this biblical truth. Now, let me share another passage with you. During Jesus' trial before the Jewish leaders, the high priest asked Jesus, "I demand in the name of the living God, tell us if you are the Messiah, the Son of God." Jesus replied, "Yes, it is as you say. But I say to all of you, in the future, you will see the Son of Man seated in the place of power at God's right hand and coming on the clouds of heaven." You can read this passage in Gospel according to Jesus' disciple Matthew, chapter 26, verses 63 to 64. The Jewish leaders responded by accusing Jesus of blasphemy. Matthew chapter 26. Later, before Pontius Pilate, we read in the gospel, the Jews insisted, "We have a law, and according to that law, he must die because he claimed to be the Son of God." You can read that in the gospel according to Jesus' disciple John, chapter 19. Jesus' claim that he is the Son of God is considered blasphemy, which deserves the death sentence. Because the Jewish leaders understood exactly what is the meaning of the title Son of God. To be the Son of God is to be of the same nature as God, which means to be God. We read in the gospel, according to Jesus' disciple John, one of Jesus' closest disciples recorded the words of Jesus to Martha. Jesus told her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Anyone who believes in me will live even after dying." We need to break now. Please join me for more as we continue in a moment.
You're listening to Sammy Tanago, founder and president of Glad News for Muslims Ministry. Sammy's calling is one, to share Jesus effectively with Muslims, and two, to equip Christians to do the same. The value of a ministry is in the eternal fruits God has enabled the ministry to produce. The proof is in the changed lives. God has been using the messages He inspires Sammy to share to equip His Christian audience. God has also been using the book titled, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, which He guided Sammy to write to equip Christians and to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. We encourage you to examine the evidence on our website, gladnewsministry.com. Again, you'll find Sammy's book, videos, contact information for inviting Sammy as a guest speaker, and more at gladnewsministry.com. And please, as God guides you, let others know about our unique ministry and radio programs. Now, once again, here's Sammy.
I am excited because the word of God in the gospel confirmed to me that when Jesus comes back, He will transform His true followers into His image to share His glory with them forever. I love it. We read about this glorious promise in the gospel. Let me read to you the words from the gospel, Philippians chapter 3. But our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who, by the power that enables Him to bring everything under His control, will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like His glorious body. I can't wait. I am excited. I am grateful for the life that God is giving me here on earth. But I know this is nothing to be compared with the glory I will enjoy sharing God's kingdom. And what God prepared for me is far, far, far more better than anything I can have here on earth. Jesus will give us new glorified bodies suited for heaven. Hallelujah! This is not just words. This is true experience. You can experience this wonderful fact, wonderful feelings even, many times when you put your faith in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. My friend, at Jesus' first coming, He made Himself like us. But at Jesus' second coming, He will make us like Him. We read this awesome news in the gospel in 1 John chapter 3. We know that when Christ appears, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. I love it. My friend, I want to share with you that when Jesus comes back to earth, He will be shining with all the brightness of His heavenly glory. A glimpse of Jesus' divine glory is recorded in the gospel account of His disciple Matthew. When He was momentarily transfigured on earth on a high mountain before three of His disciples, you can read in Gospel of Matthew chapter 17, Jesus' face shone like the sun, and His clothes became as white as the light. I love it because I was born and raised in Egypt. I studied Islamic religion and law, and what Muslim scholars wrote, what Muhammad said. I studied all that in depth, thousands of pages in law school and throughout my life. I like to share with you some of the interesting things I read. For example, I just shared with you that according to the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus' face shone like the sun, and His clothes became as white as the light. Interestingly, in harmony with this revelation, Siyuti is one of the most famous Muslim writers, an Egyptian Muslim historian, biographer, jurist, teacher, you name it, a scholar of Islamic theology, one of the most famous ones, commented on Surah. Surah means chapter 6, verse 158. This Surah, let me read that verse to you according to the translation of Muhsin Khan. Do they then wait for anything other than that the angels should come to them, or that your Lord should come, or that some of the signs of your Lord should come? This is the verse, and Suyuti commented and wrote, very surprisingly, then the earth will shine with the light of its Lord, and Jesus, the Son of Mary, will descend. Amazingly, can you imagine that? My friend, Jesus will appear from heaven in power and glory. Make no mistake about it. And he will come as a judge, not as a humble servant. Jesus will be the most glorious sight that humans have ever seen. The suffering servant will come back as the conquering king. He will put an end to evil, and he will rule with holy justice. Surprisingly, Muhammad significantly said, surely Jesus, the Son of Mary, will soon descend among you and will judge mankind justly as a just ruler. Wow, amazing. Because we know from the gospel, Jesus said, the Father judges no one, but has entrusted all judgment to the Son, that all may honor the Son just as they honor the Father. Whoever does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Jesus Christ, my friend, is the only one qualified to act as judge. Why? Because Jesus is both God and man in one person. As God, he knows all things. He knows our hearts, and he is righteous. He never committed one single sin. Unlike all other prophets and men, they sinned frequently. But Jesus, according to the gospel and the Quran and the Muhammad, never sinned. Jesus also experienced our humanity when he came from heaven and was conceived in the womb of the Virgin Mary through the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus stands fully identifying with us, with you and me, in all our weakness and circumstances, because Jesus also experienced our human nature. He is better qualified to be our judge than one that has only different nature than us. When I used to work as a defense lawyer in my father's legal firm in Egypt, and I used to go with my father to court, I remember very clearly my father used to train me, and he will tell me, sometimes, I don't like this judge, Sammy. He has no mercy, no heart, no compassion. Or sometimes he will tell me, I don't like this police officer. Look at the harsh report, the worst report he wrote against our client. Or I don't like the DA. He's going to order that our client will be charged and put under arrest. And my father will tell me the reasons. My friend, Jesus has all the feelings of compassion you need and I need. The one who judges us to have. He already sacrificed his life for you and me to save us from paying the penalty for our sins. All you need to do is repent of your sins. Acknowledge, I am a sinner, I am not perfect, I fall short. And believe in what God said and accomplished through Jesus. No one who is judged and condemned can accuse Jesus of being cold or unfriendly or cruel against them. Though Jesus was in the form of God, united to God in one spirit throughout eternity, yet he came in the form of a man, a servant, and suffered for you and me, paid the penalty for our sins to save us from paying this penalty. Save us from being separated from God. My friend, you need to repent of your sins and put your faith in Jesus alone. Rely on him for the forgiveness of your sins. God will give you the assurance in your heart and soul that you will live again after your life on earth ends. which can happen anytime. Death will not be the end of your existence. That is why in the gospel, Apostle Paul referred to our death as sleep. Hallelujah. We know that heaven is our home and destiny, but you must repent. Let's pray right now, my friend. Pray after me. If God spoke to you and you mean these words from your heart, God, thank you for loving me. Thank you for pursuing me and seeking to save me. Thank you, God, for your desire to have a relationship with me. God, my sin separates me from you. God, I repent of my sins today. I don't want to do anything against your will. I don't want to play games. God, I want to live close to you. I want to do your will. God, today I believe in Jesus 100% that he paid the penalty for my sins. God, I want to be your child. I want to experience your will, and I want to spend the eternity with you. Thank you, God, for speaking to me. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. My friend, if you prayed this prayer, contact me. Would love to send you some free materials and pray with you, maybe guide you to a good Bible teaching church close to you. Rest of my audience, pray for us, for you and me, that God will use us to share Jesus effectively with multitudes of people, including Muslims. In Jesus' name we pray, God. Amen. If I can be of any help to you, contact me. I am here to serve you. No matter what your Christian background is, we are one team, we are one family, and God wants us to unite in serving him.
I have a coworker who's Muslim. We talk here and there, but it's hard to answer some of his questions.
Okay, we do have a fellow here in our church who is an Egyptian, and he probably knows more about the Muslim faith than what they know.
Mm-hmm.
And he's written a book titled, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend. Many Muslims have been converted after reading this book. I would highly recommend this book by Sami Tanaho on God Loves You, My Muslim Friend.
This is a really, really good book because it focuses on the love of God for the Muslim, where he shows the biblical revelation of God and his relationship with us is that of father and child, where the Quranic revelation of God is master and slave. And the gospel brings us into the family of God as children of God with a loving, gracious Heavenly Father. Not to mention the fact that the biblical story is true and the story of the Quran is not true.
I have to tell you that God guided me to write the book, Glad News, God Loves You, My Muslim Friend, to answer questions Muslims usually ask about our Christian faith and to present Jesus in the most understandable, convincing, and attractive way to Muslims. God used the Glad News book to help thousands of Muslims become followers of Christ. You can read many testimonies on our website. Please buy as many Glad News books as you can. Keep one of them. Give one to your pastor and the others to the Muslims you will meet through divine appointments. I encourage you to believe that when you take actions and invest in our ministry, God will use your life to help so many Muslims spend eternity with him. To order, call 714-514-2558. Again, 714-514-2558.
Thank you for listening. The phone number we share is my personal number, and I am available to offer you encouragement to share Jesus with your Muslim friends and family. That number once again, 714-514-2558. If God puts it on your heart to enable us to share Jesus effectively with more Muslims, you can donate at our website.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sami Tanaho. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sami, SAMY@gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.